Welcome back to Ain't Is a Word, a Southern podcast. My name is Roy J. Yekyll. As always, across the table from me is Toby A. Nix.
Hello, Roy J. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Well, I see that the all the time off from podcasting hasn't affected your intro ability.
Yeah, I've been working. I was actually working on the way down here.
So, what's going on with you this week?
We got the fights tonight, and you know, last week we had Donnie and Jeff's birthday. That was a good time.
So, for time reference, tonight is the Justin Gaethje Tony Ferguson fight, which I'm more interested in the Watterson Esparza fight because, well, if you know, you know. So, we'll be watching that at the kitchen sink, which is soon to be Famous Kitchen Sink. They got a sign over. I hadn't even seen the sign yet.
You haven't seen? Oh yeah, you haven't been over there.
We've been on quarantine for a long time, so I'll get to finally see the kitchen sink sign. Then last week we had the party over at Callie's parents' house.
Yeah, Jeff and Jill's house.
Yeah, so that was a good time. That was our first time out, not counting work. Our first time around people that I wasn't paid to be around for a long time. So that was, I know it was much needed for us. I had a very good time, and the food was, old Donnie threw down on the grill.
Oh, he sure did. Well, we have, fajitas.
That steak was unreal, man. Which, if you'll look to your right, I have a griddle that needs to be put together. So maybe if we cut this show short, Roy J. will help me put this griddle together. I got one of those outdoor ones for my birthday. That was in March, but we have not been able to have people over in forever. So the griddle sits still in its box.
Still in its original packaging.
With the toaster.
At least the toaster's out of the oven. made its way out of the box.
So
it's not plugged in.
It's not plugged in. No, it's there's nary a crumb inside that toaster.
It's over there for decoration.
Yeah.
To make you feel better.
If Pove ever makes it famous in a food truck industry, we'll sell that toaster.
Put the toaster in it.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to see the fights. I love UFC fights. That's something, one of the few things that Pove and I like, because Pove doesn't watch any sports, but she likes UFC. So, that's always, but we were watching that, man, back when. We were getting like the first UFC, you know what I'm saying, like back in the mid-90s. So it's like you feel like you've watched this sport from its infancy, back when they were just animals, you know, to now there's actually more sport to it.
I don't really keep up with it. I've never really kept up. I mean, whenever they have fights, I go over and watch them and stuff, but I don't know anybody's name.
Oh man, I love, like I said, we've been watching it since I had a buddy who lived in, we lived in Union City, and he lived in Douglasville, and we would drive out there to get the fight. And I'm talking about, this was back when Royce Gracie was fighting. You know, it was a tournament, so you would have eight guys or whatever the number was, and if you won your fight, you went on to the next fight. At the end of the night, there was a champion.
Yeah.
But some of the guys would win their fight, but they couldn't go on. Like, they couldn't continue because they were beat up too bad. Now, this was for real stuff, man. So now, and then, but none of the states would, few of the states would sponsor or sanction, so they had to come up with a bunch of rules for fighter safety and this and that. Because back then, I think one of the pay per views was in like Podunk, Alabama, because they sanctioned it there.
Yeah.
So there's lots of rules to protect the fighters and this and that.
They are fighting.
Exactly.
Like, you're getting paid to beat
the crap
out of each
other.
They're
grown men who agree to this. You know what I'm saying? So, but now, back then. Back then, there was no judges. You just fought. I don't remember. I don't think there was even a draw. I think you just fought. They may have been, I don't know if they had rounds. But the point is, you didn't go in there to score points. You went in there to win. Either
knock them out
or tap them out. Yeah. That was it. The first three rules were like no eye gouging, no fish hooking, and no biting or something. You know what I'm saying? Like there was none of the. But, I mean, things evolve, and it's. I mean, the softest UFC fighter on the roster today would tie me up like a pretzel. They're still tough guys.
Yeah, it's funny watching. Like, man, you can't fight.
Right? Yeah.
Man, you are terrible.
Yeah. Who's this bum? Yeah. So they're all at the, but there's just a different. Like I said, now they go for points, and the wrestlers, you know, which to me, wrestling always, I always root for the wrestler, because to me that's the first kind of thing you need to know how to do either.
Ground
take
game.
Someone down or defend a takedown. But I don't know. I don't know how this turned into a a mixed martial arts podcast.
It's fun. I watch Rogan and I watch Brendan Schaub, who are, you know, big on that, but I still don't keep up with it. I don't know why. I don't really keep up with anything, to be honest with you.
You keep up with the guy. I don't really think he's that funny. What's his name? Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn.
I laugh
every time I watch him.
I remember he was on like a Road Rules or
yeah.
I remember that season. I'm that old, and I just never thought he's that funny.
Oh, I think he's hilarious. He's like one of my favorite people.
Yeah, I like my favorite one going today is Bill Burr.
He's funny.
Yeah, I listen to his podcast some.
I don't listen to his. I listen to Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, he used to have a show on like Travel or something. Pove liked the show. I didn't never get into it, but I've heard him on. Has he been on Bill Burr's? I've heard him on someone's.
I think him and Burr are really good friends. It's him and Segura, Tom Segura. Okay. But I like Bert. Today's comedians, my favorite would be obviously Theo Vaughn and Gary Owen.
Okay, I've never even heard of Gary Owen. I thought he was a country singer.
That sounds like one.
Not a country singer named Gary Owen?
No, it's Gary Allen.
Ah, okay. Disregard. Yeah, I've never heard of Gary Owen, the comedian.
He's pretty funny.
Okay, well, I don't trust your judgment if you think Theo Vaughn is funnier than Bill Burr. Just the fact
it's two different. It's two different styles, though.
But there's only one funny. I mean, it's funny.
That is true.
You're either funny or you're not.
It is true. Theo makes me laugh.
I'll have to give him another chance because, like I said, I don't know. I watched like the first two seasons of Road Rules. I guess he was on one of the early ones.
Yeah.
And, I remember him. It was just the real world on wheels.
Well, he wasn't doing comedy then.
No, yeah, he was a kid. I mean, I guess that was probably his first exposure. But he didn't do. Does he do one with Shaw or no?
A podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you watch?
Yeah. That's King and the Steam.
Okay. And I think Joe Rogan pretty much talked Shaw into retiring to do a podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Him and Brian Callen. We told him to retire, then he ended up getting into comedy. Which I don't think Schaub's that funny.
I don't see it. He was always a likable fighter. I remember when he was on, he came in, I believe, under the Ultimate Fighter, the reality show. I remember his. I've watched UFC since the start.
I only know he was on there with Kimbo Slice. I only know that just because I watch Brendan Shaw. I follow him on podcasts and stuff.
I think he had anybody who fights professionally has a successful career. I think he was middle. I think he probably had more wins than losses, maybe. He was the real deal. I don't know that he ever fought for the belt or anything, but. He wasn't no joke. And he might have been a professional. Was he a professional football player?
He got cut. He was in training camp with the Bills, I think, and then got cut. And then he went to the Arena League.
I think we just became a sports podcast.
Look at us.
What rhymes with King? They're King of the Sting? We'll have to come up with another name. That is the opposite of Sting, since neither one of us fight.
We'll think of something.
We'll announce our new title on the next podcast. We'll run opposite Schaub and
like right now we could be the Bald Boys because we're both bald.
We're definitely you don't get to say that to many people that you've got more hair than them. But you can say that on this podcast. So anything else on your mind? I know we're talking about going to the kitchen sink tonight, going to the, I guess that was the outdoor grill last weekend where we were at.
That was a good time. What else we got coming up?
Well, hopefully we're going to have a bonfire here at some point to celebrate my birthday in March as we talk about this in May.
What y'all doing for Mother's Day? What'd you get Poe for Mother's Day? She's not listening.
I'm not celebrating Mother's Day this year.
No.
Yeah, I hadn't got her anything yet.
You got her a toaster.
Got her a toaster, yeah. So, yeah.
For those of you who don't know the toaster story, Pove told him not to get the toaster. He got the toaster, and it's not being used.
It's in reference to a column that I wrote that was in yesterday's or today's news. It's in this weekend's newspaper, which will be 2 weeks ago when you're listening to this. But we've been arguing over a toaster for 20 years. She doesn't like them. she is against toasters. She has a very strong opinions about toasters. And so when the George Foreman grill went out, I went on Amazon and bought a toaster. And so now she's, instead of making toast on the George Foreman grill, she's making toast in the pan with the toaster sitting on the side. So it's a bit of an inside joke, except for anyone who reads the newspaper column. They're inside this as well. So, yeah, so hopefully we can have fun, because I want to get that griddle up and make, like, have a big bash out here, which we live so far out, it's always hard to get. Like, I don't think people want to come out here, you know?
Yeah, it's
like,
tough to get out here.
A couple times a year we might get some people down, but we make the best of it when they come.
It's a good time. I mean, I can't.
You've been around for a few shindigs, I'm sure.
There's always a lot of food.
It's a lot of food and usually a lot of people. Like I said, they don't come often, but when they come in numbers.
They come in masses.
So hopefully we can have a bonfire here. In fact, I'm trying to think of the timing of this. In our next time we're going to try to have it will be the Saturday after this airs, on Wednesday?
Probably. That'd be Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. If you're listening to this, you're invited. But you're really not. If you ain't got a text, then don't come. But yeah, so
or Facebook invite.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do an event this time because I want to feel fancy.
Want to be cool.
But the thing is, like, if you do that and people will click yeah, then either not show up or, you know what I'm saying, like, it's still,
when people don't click yes.
Yeah, it's still show up. Yeah, like, because I mean, like I said, I mean, I've got 1,000 people I want to invite, you know, which our yard ain't that big. It's pretty big. But
well, we can try.
It's going to be a good, I'm going to invite a good, it's a holiday weekend. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day.
Yeah, so I don't know how many people are going to be out of town, or I don't know, man. Maybe we could go to the beach that weekend and do the bonfire the next weekend, every other weekend, because we're basing this around Kyle's work schedule. Yeah.
There's that. Well, we just made an invite to the party.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that, consider this the invite, but for real, don't just show up. what else, Roy J?
What else we got going on? Do we have anything coming up? We're going to watch the fights tonight.
I think
Mother's Day weekend, and then
we're supposed to be at Summer Grove in June, but of course that's all been changed, so I don't know the date yet, or the date, like, we had booked for the year at the beginning of the year, and then, you know, he's not been doing anything for, yeah. So I don't know when they're going to kick that back off, and if we'll keep the dates that we had or whatever, but we are supposed to be there in June, Corona pending, I guess. So
that'd be cool. We need that.
That's always a good time.
Yeah, I love going over there and having a good time singing, yeah, dancing.
Yeah, I'm going to invite Chad to the bonfire, which if I get somebody to drive down from Nashville to here for a bonfire, that's going to be a pretty big,
that's a big deal.
Feather in my cap. we throw good parties, but I don't know about Nashville to Heard County parties.
Yeah, that's a ride.
But I'm going to invite him nonetheless, because it'll be a good time. If he shows up, we'll be able to pick and grin out there in the wee hours of the morning that I'm sure the neighbors that can hear us will not appreciate it at all.
Not be happy with y'all.
So, I guess we can go ahead and wrap this one up. If you'd like to take us out, Roy, Jay.
What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say.
Put them on the spot with the outro.
I guess thanks for listening. I haven't been working on the outro.
So he put so much time in the intro that he has failed to get a good outro going. But we'll be back next Wednesday at 6 a.m.
We out.
Talking about something that we're about to talk in 5 minutes, probably. All right.